To look at Illinois' massive $53 billion budget is rather daunting. Finding a billion or more to cut so the state can make up a financial shortfall would seem easy. But as Charlie Wheeler, a professor with the U of I Springfield, points out, it's more difficult than you might think.
A lot of that budget and a lot of the growth in recent years in the overall budget number relates to capital projects, relates to the kind of spending that really can't be cut and have the money allocated into the kind of programs that the candidates are talking about, education, for example, or reopening prisons.
Last year, Illinois had its first year of negative growth since the 1950s. Several services were cut. More could be on the chopping block if the finances don't turn around. There's even talk the next governor may have to consider raising taxes. But at this point, neither Jim Ryan nor Rod Blagojevich are advocating increases in sales or income taxes. Ryan, a Republican, has left the door open to consider another rise in so-called sin taxes, but admits that may not be plausible.
I don't know how realistic it is to raise the tax on cigarettes because we just raised it significantly.
His opponent, Democrat Rod Blagojevich, says the problem with state government has been the way budgets are crafted, often done behind closed doors by those with political power and motives.
It is a process that mistreats the taxpayer dollar and doesn't allow the taxpayer to have access or information or even a voice in that process. This budget is $53 billion. 4 short years ago, it was $10 billion smaller.
But much of the rise in recent budgets can be attributed to increases in state obligations, such as debt service on bonds, Medicaid, prisons, and even pension payments. Both candidates, while short on specifics about how they'd balance the budget, agree that doing away with lawmakers' pork projects is a start. But since that would only save about $100 million, it's far from a total solution. Both have also made guarantees to restore past budget cuts, such as reopening facilities like prisons and mental health centers. Those can be hard promises to break and would likely wipe out any savings gained from eliminating pork. Both candidates say more openness is needed in state government, even in budgeting. Blagojevich says he wants to hold hearings on spending and allow public input before a plan is adopted.
As a result of what happened in the last session, taxpayers have had to come up and pay more money, and that's not fair. And I'm asking the voters to trust me and give me a chance to be the governor so that I can open it up and show them where their money is. The last thing I want to do is go back to the voters and say, you've got to be responsible for the misplaced priorities, the mismanagement of the Republican administration and the previous administrations.
While Blagojevich says he'll take the budget process to the people, Jim Ryan says the next governor has to do more, such as setting the tone for the state's economy. He says as governor, he'll build a foundation for growth.
I think we have to do two things in Illinois. One is we have to get our fiscal house in order. We have to insist on some budget discipline. And at the same time, we have to find a way to stimulate the state economy. Because the only answer to this, as John Kennedy said, a rising tide lifts all boats. The only way we're going to get out of this is we got to get the economy moving again.
Jim Ryan says he'd also investigate potential savings on the cost of state employees' health care and possibly renegotiate leases of public buildings. Ryan has also proposed limiting state spending based on inflation and population growth, but that would require a change in the Constitution and would not help the state in its current fiscal crisis. The candidates each pledge to cut the waste from state government, be more open in budgeting, and fiscally prudent with tax dollars. But whether voters will make up their minds based on who they feel can best balance the books during one of Illinois' most critical budget times is still unknown. At this point, the candidates have shied away from being specific on most cuts or new sources of revenue, leaving prospective voters without much of a clue. I'm Sean Crawford.